What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get a few phone calls going here and talk about what's going on here. And before we went to the station break, I was talking about how the pro-immigration, pro-refugee people are out there saying, we should feel sorry for these individuals' conditions in their country are so bad, we should let them in. I have an alternative suggestion. Why don't they stay in their country and work to make things better? When we were all dealing with the presidencies of the Clintons, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, did we all leave the country, go down to Mexico and say, let us in? Things are kind of terrible. No, we stayed like good American patriots and we worked to change the course of the nation. Now, yes, conditions are terrible in their home countries. And yes, in some cases, it is directly the fault of the United States government. But running to another part of the world is not going to be the solution. One of the reasons there has been so much violence in Europe from the refugees is they're realizing they did not, in fact, find a better life in Europe. They're, for the most part, unemployed. They're marginalized. And they're acting out. They're taking it out. Okay, let's take a phone call. Pat in Vermont, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Hi, Michael. Regarding immigration, I don't understand, well, I do understand under our past administration how, let me just turn this off, forgive me, they could be just, you know, turning people around and then they come back, you know, half a dozen times and we find out they're murderers and they've been committing crimes and innocent people are dying once they get back. Why not treat them like terrorists? If they come back and they've already been convicted, why not just take them under a military panel, take them out in the back and put a bullet in their head? I mean, what's the problem with that?
Well, I think the best solution is to really just not let them get that far into the country. But under the Obama administration, Immigration and Customs Enforcement were basically said, hands off. Your job is to take care of the underage immigrants and refugees, many of whom turned out to not actually be underage. And they were turned away from being a border control force into basically taxpayer-funded babysitters.
Right.
Because Obama was fully on board with this New World Order agenda, which has to erase a sense of national identity. And that's why every one of these sovereignty movements that we're seeing, Make America Great or Brexit, comes under immediate attack by the globalists. How dare you dream of having your own country to yourself? What's wrong with you people? We're here to take all the people of planet Earth and put them into a giant blender and hit puree, and out will pour a planet full of easily controlled slaves.
I just don't think you can fight fire with, you know, pillow fights. I mean, if they're we've got gang members coming in, and, you know, an entry into the gang is to kill somebody, to rape somebody. And these people are coming in, they're known gang members, and they're definitely of that ilk. Then they've got three, four, five, a half a dozen convictions. And we throw them back over the border, and then they sneak back? Nah, I'm sorry. Somewhere along the line, somebody has to say, these are terrorists now. And how would you treat a terrorist in the war? Are you going to keep letting them go back and fight against us? Or are you going to just take them out and, you know, not throw them in jail for the rest of their lives? We shouldn't have to pay that for 50 years. But a bullet. It's simple.
Well, no, it is a little extreme. It is a little extreme, but... I remember there was this case a while ago where an illegal immigrant committed some crime and he'd been like deported 19 times already, which is as much a failure of the government to enforce the borders. Now, as a historical precedent, I want to go back to President Eisenhower's term in office where he ran Operation Wetback, which would be denounced as racist.
Sure.
In today's corporate media. But he was able to literally shut down illegal immigration, and he only had one-tenth of the manpower at his disposable as today's Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So if Eisenhower can do it, it can be done. And
I don't think he had the same fight from the people. I mean, our people are so insane relative to, you know, extreme liberalism. It's incredible.
Well, liberalism is one thing, but you need to remember there are already laws on the books here. They've been there for many, many years. All you have to do is start enforcing them. under Title 8, harboring, employing, or encouraging an illegal immigrant means you are going to go to jail. You start throwing some of these people in prison, this problem is going to start correcting itself. I applaud the governor of Texas, who has responded to all these Texas cities, we're going to be sanctuary cities, by saying if you, as mayor of these cities, declare a sanctuary city and refuse to cooperate with federal immigration orders, you're going to go to jail. I'm going to put you in jail.
That reminds me of another point regarding this complicity. Yeah. When a judge lets somebody out, you know, 6 months for rape, something of that sort, and then they go out and they do it again and they do it again, when are we going to start holding the judges accountable? When are we going to start holding the people that are maintaining the problem accountable?
Whatever happened to the three strikes law?
Yeah, the problem is they applied that to the poor and to the people that weren't committing vicious crimes. They got the potheads off the streets, and meanwhile the government's importing heroin. So that's I don't like the three strikes law because it's blind. It has to have some intelligence associated to it. But when a murderer gets out, or you know, a rapist gets out prematurely, anything, an America convicted of the same thing is going away for whatever, 5-10 years. These guys sometimes get out for 6 months and then they get deported, and then they come back and they do it again. I'm sorry, somewhere along the line, we have to hold the judges accountable. We have to hold the mayors accountable that are hiding and harboring these people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have an idea. The gun grabbers are always saying that when somebody commits a crime with a gun, that the people who manufactured the gun or sold the gun ought to be held as accessories to that crime. Let's take that one step further. Let's say that an illegal immigrant sneaks into this country, and maybe they've been deported several times before, but they're let back in, and they commit a murder. Is not Immigration and Customs Enforcement therefore criminally liable for what happened under that same gun grabber logic? Maybe the idea is for people whose family members have been killed or raped by these illegal immigrants to start filing suit against the government to saying, you're not doing your job. You are not doing the job we, the American people, hired you to do, and we're going to take you to court. And I understand sovereign immunity, and we can do whatever we want, and just because it's your money doesn't mean you get to tell us how it's going to be spent. But we really do need to start reasserting our control over the government. And the most vulnerable point of the government right now is for everybody to start focusing on its obvious failure to do its various jobs.
Not only that, but then we take them to court, we win, and who pays? The taxpayer pays. So even when we win, we lose.
Well, at the very least, we could talk about getting some more publicity for the fact that all that we're dealing with here is a failure of government, and a failure of government policy, just like it is in Europe.
I think it's a job opportunity. I think we should be taking these returning veterans, especially these SEAL trains and these Ranger trains and some of these Marines that are exquisitely trained, make them into Texas Rangers, open up a bounty hunter program, get them certified, get them licensed, get them throughout the country, round these suckers up and throw them out the window and give them a license to kill if they need it.
Well, it sounds like a really, really good idea. But in the end, if we cut off the economic assistance to the illegals, they're not going to come here anymore. If we enforce the laws against employing illegal immigrants, if we simply declare illegal immigrants, people who do not have a legal right to be here, are not allowed to avail themselves of food stamps or welfare or any other kind of social services, because those services exist for the American people.
Right, take away the incentive, but I'm not talking just about illegals, sir. I'm talking about illegal criminals. I mean, I think, open up your borders to the people that really want to get here, that can add to the country's well-being. But if they've got a criminal record, if they've got a repeat criminal history, we have no place for them. We have enough criminals of our own. And the roundup that I'm talking about has to be against the criminals, and not just against people that aren't. That are just illegal. I mean, if they're illegal, I think we should be able to take them and say, okay, here's your choice. You can go back home, and you've got this strike against you, or you can go through the process, and this is the process, and there'll be no penalty. I'm not trying to break up families, and I'm not trying to do anything other than turn down the violence. And if we've got to use... Yes, sir?
Okay, you are not breaking up the families. Okay, those families that are sending family members across the border are making that decision and taking that risk that they're going to be broken up. And what they're trying to do is to make Americans somehow feel responsible for the bad decisions made by these refugees, immigrants coming across the border. Now, again, there's always been a legal way to be a U.S. citizen, which does maintain that authority to decide, will this person be a benefit to our culture and our society or not? And to simply say, yeah, we think you're a cool person, you can come on in. Start a business and hope for the best. As far as the criminal illegal immigrants, let's just treat them like criminals. And especially these MS-13 people. But again, we need to close the border, and then we need to basically cut off the economic support of people who have committed a crime simply by stepping foot across that border. And the problem will go away. Because it's one thing for them to risk arrest coming across the border when they're seeing at the end of the rainbow a pot full of food stamps and welfare payments and other goodies, and quite another thing where they're stepping across the border into a country in which they know up front there is no way for them to get the money they need to live on.
These criminals are running guns, they're running drugs, they're running anything they can get into this country illegally to make money. They're not just typical criminals. They shouldn't be treated like typical criminals if you're an American criminal. They should be treated like terrorists. And as far as I'm concerned, we need to kick it up
a notch. I would just be happy if they were treated like criminals. But well, unfortunately, under the Obama administration, the doors were open and anybody could come on in and look at all the problems it's causing. We're not to the same place where Europe is, but we're headed that direction unless we close those borders off.
And close down the complicity factor. I mean, when people are actually aiding and abetting these criminals, where's the enforcement of the law there? So thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to take a phone call from Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Just to glom on to what the gentleman before me was talking about the criminals and all that. I mean, it's a no-brainer. If you're in trouble with the police, if you're fleeing from the law in Mexico, if you're in a gang war and you lose, if you're in trouble of any kind, you know, we get the dregs. They come here. And maybe what we should do is round these guys up and put them on chain gangs. I'm talking about the criminals. Have them actually dig the foundation for the wall.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I like that one.
And make it hard, really hard labor. And then when we're done, we just kick their butts on the other side of the
I got one even better than that. While they're out there digging on the foundation for the wall, put a webcam on them and live stream it back into Mexico.
I'm all for that. And, you know, after so many times of them coming over, it should be a capital offense, frankly. If they commit a capital crime up here, they should be not subject to any of the appeals processes or anything like that. If they're convicted, they should go down and go down right away.
Well, again, given that they're illegal immigrants, I'm not sure that they actually have any kind of a right to any of the civil protections under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is for the American citizenry and those who are legally allowed to live here. It's not a guarantee of fair treatment by the U.S. government against people in other parts of the world, in particular Syria, Iran, Iraq, and all of these other countries that hate us. If they were pouring across our border, we would treat them as an invading enemy and treat them as such. We wouldn't say, come on in, put your bomb down for a second here, and let's read you your Bill of Rights.
Well, all those draconian, horrible anti-terrorist laws where the president can draw a line through any of our names and make us disappear forever. You know what? If there's a capital criminal from a Mexican mafia person or MS-13 or whatever they might be, and they're here illegally and they commit a capital crime, they should be treated like terrorists and summarily executed, frankly.
But well, it's certainly an extreme position here, but again, rather than having that kind of activity going on in the streets of America where innocent bystanders can be harmed, I would rather simply have the border shut down. And again, Eisenhower did it with only 10% of the border patrol force that we have today. And if Eisenhower can do it with those limited resources, Trump can certainly do it. Not only with the larger workforce, but the added remote sensing technology that we can, you know, instead of having TV cameras watching the law-abiding American citizens, let's put them down on that fence and watch for people approaching from Mexico.
Sure, with thermal imaging and ground surveillance radar and helicopters. And you know what? Shoot to kill. You come over and you're trying to broach our defenses, broach our fences, and you're hailed and you do not stop, then, you know, we should open fire.
I'm not sure I'm willing to go to. I'm not sure I'm willing to go to that extreme, but definitely something has to be done, or we're going to wind up just like Europe.
Well, absolutely.
No, I agree with you. The part I'm drawing the line at is shoot to kill, because and again, this is the way I was raised with firearms. You don't pull that trigger unless your own personal life is an immediate threat. So that's why I draw the line there. But, you know, I mean, there's tear gas, pepper spray. There's all kinds of things that can be used to keep these people under control while they're bundled into a truck and sent back down. And at some point, I think we would be justified. And Trump was talking about this. These are Mexican citizens. We should basically sue the government of Mexico for all the costs of trying to control the border. Because if Mexico's not going to control their border, we'll be happy to do it for them, but they got to pay the bills.
Well, the problem is making them pay the bill. But, okay. You know what? We're going to have to do it because they won't pay the bill. It has
to be. Then we go back to my original plan, which is we put crocodiles in the Rio Grande.
Mike, can I bring one more thing up really quickly?
Sure.
There's a school, there's several schools here in Los Angeles. They have the API ratings where the kids, you know, take achievement tests, and if you score above 800 out of a possible 1,000, you get an award. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple schools in Hancock Park that have, I'm sure you know Hancock Park, it's an affluent area, that have high scores, 950, you know, the highest scores in the city. And they are being they're being frankly invaded by the charter schools. Charter schools came about in L.A. because it's the public school people who the public schools are failing because there are too many illegal aliens, right? Which
yes.
make up 25-30% of the enrollment of L.A. Unified School System. So. They'll go to charter schools to try to get out. They can't get out of their neighborhoods, so they try to make a charter. Well, now, finally, the charters are coming to Hancock Park, and where the parents are very involved, very affluent, very, very educated, and have contributed every year hundreds of thousands of dollars above and beyond what the LA Unified gives them, because they're not what's called a Title I school, which is below the poverty line, where they
yes.
get extra fund, which basically are illegal alien schools. And so now they're running out of space, the illegal alien schools, and so they're going to put these charter schools co-located with functioning, highly functioning schools, and bringing those down. And the point I want to make is if a public school in a place like Hancock Park with the affluent, wealthy, educated, involved, engaged parents, you know, where they contribute hundreds of thousands a year above and beyond, can't make it, which if this happens and they co-locate these charter schools, if they can't make it, then public schools are done for in the United States because we can't afford to educate these illegal aliens.
No, we can't afford anything. You know, look at California's crumbling infrastructure, and yet Governor Moonbeam there is out there still spending, what, $25, $28 million a year taking care of people who should not even be there at all.
Right. And by the way, they get in-state tuition if they go to school, and you know, if they go to California colleges or junior colleges, they get in-state tuition. They get all this stuff. They don't pay anything. They're in a cash economy for the most part.
When I went to college in California, I had to pay my own way. I didn't have any scholarships or any kind. Well, I had one scholarship, but I had no financial assistance. They were willing to offer to loan me money, and I wound up paying for college as a professional magician. But there was no state agency out there saying, here, have some money to get your education. Anyway, listen, Peter, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Phone number, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, here in Hawaii, of course, we have a major problem with homelessness. Claire and I are involved in two different programs to try and keep people fed and cared for. In deference to that caller from yesterday's show, we don't see any mysterious vans rolling around our streets, grabbing up the homeless and making them go away. In fact, the problem is continuing to get worse and worse. Part of it is we have discovered small towns in the U.S. that only have a few homeless. They'll give them a one-way ticket to Hawaii because, after all, we're a liberal state. We're a blue state. We'll take them all in and, you know, just take care of them, even though the state right now is hovering on the edge of bankruptcy and the light rail project overages are not helping to that. But there are some good people out here, and it is a serious problem. And believe it or not, Claire and I learned something when we were involved with food distribution. Contrary to what you may see in the corporate media, a lot of these people don't deserve to be out there. We had a big problem when our economy started really tanking after TSA throttled our tourism economy. Is people would come out here, and it costs a lot to get here, and they would come on out here because they've been offered a job. And then all of a sudden the job would go away because the company that hired them got into trouble and fell apart. and they were left here on Oahu without enough money to go back where they'd come from. And it's very common driving along the residential areas to see what we call bailout piles, which is where somebody has literally taken the entire contents of their household and put it out on the curb for trash pickup because all they can afford are the plane tickets to get back to the mainland, and they're leaving everything else behind. And it's rather tragic to see. So we do have a lot of homeless, and the state government basically tries to shoo them out of Waikiki because it makes the tourists are nervous to see all these tents and homeless people around there. But there's a new idea that's being proposed, and it's having to do with looking at the actual costs of what's going on. So it all started, apparently, where there was this homeless gentleman, Stephen Williams, who was found. He's been living in Chinatown, and he collapsed on the sidewalk. The ambulance arrived. His temperature is 104 degrees. They took him into the hospital. The hospital cost $40,000, paid for by Medicaid. And over the past 4 years, he's been to the hospital for infections 21 times, a consequence of psoriasis flare-ups in a humid climate matched with unsanitary conditions. So this idea has been proposed that it might be cheaper in the case of these medically fragile homeless to actually prescribe them a home. And they're looking at the numbers and saying it may actually be less expensive to provide housing for the homeless than it is to maintain care for them while they're living on the streets. And it's a good idea, and it's also not original. There have been other cities that have looked at the situation and said, to heck with spending all this money for police and security and ambulance and all the rest of it. Let's get them into some kind of housing and see if we can get them back into the job market, which is not going to be very easy here in Hawaii because we have the same problem with mass unemployment that anybody else. But at least it's a change of the paradigm. And it's thinking about, instead of simply disposing these human beings, of finding a way to, to be polite, recycling them back into society. Because one thing Claire and I learned, there are young people out there, young people with kids, people with skills and training. They didn't make themselves homeless. They didn't do anything to deserve what happened to them. It was done to them by the greed of the money junkies and government intractability. Now then, do you remember Target? Target is in serious trouble, as is the case with so many retailers, because ordinary people like you and I, we don't have a lot of money to go down to the stores and buy things with. Because all the money is concentrated up at the top, and for some reason, our government and our... caught me by surprise there. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about Target.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Target. And like most retailers, they are in trouble because all of the nation's wealth is concentrated at the very tippy top, and there aren't enough of those money junkies to go around to all the shopping malls and buy up all the consumer goods to keep the consumer economy running. And that's just a hard reality. Nobody seems to want to face up. Target, however, is suffering more than other retailers. And apparently their profits have fallen 43%. And surveys of Target customers are showing that, along with not having money, a big issue was Target's political correctness in going along with this nonsense about transgender bathrooms and some guy can use the ladies' room just by claiming that he identifies as a girl inside. Myself, I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body, but I digress. But that was really the issue. People are just fed up with political correctness, and it's not just Target. We were talking the other day about how Starbucks brand has been seriously damaged when they came out and announced they were going to start hiring the refugees over and above legal American citizens. Political correctness has had its day. Thank goodness. Because political correctness is just cultural Marxism. It was an attempt to trick people of their own free will into surrendering their right to freedom of speech, to say what they think, what they believe, to express their honest opinions about what is going on in the world. Oh, you can't say that. That's politically incorrect. That's politically incorrect. Now, over in the European Union, they have now voted to censor politically incorrect speech. Europe has just become a true dictatorship with no freedom of speech. You're only allowed to speak if you go along with the politically correct agenda, even if you disagree. I think that's extreme. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call now from Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. What do you think the chances are of Alex Jones actually maybe getting into the 650,000 emails that were found on Wiener's computer as part of the evidence for his defense against the lawsuit about Pizzagate?
Well, I think those emails ought to be released anyway, especially the ones involving the State Department, which weren't supposed to be on that machine to begin with. But I don't know the exact details of the lawsuit, whether it's a defamation lawsuit. Apparently, it has something to do with the individual who threatened the pizza parlor with a shotgun. And I don't have all the fine details yet. I didn't have the time to go through his entire video presentation. But I do know that he is being sued over some aspect of his reporting on Pizzagate. And how he will mount a defense is determined solely by what kind of a lawsuit it is. If it's a defamation lawsuit, I think we pretty much recognize that Alex Jones and InfoWars and Prison Planet counts as a media organization, and the absence of malice defense, I think, would definitely work. But here is the problem. Even if Alex is able to successfully defend himself from this lawsuit, it's still going to cost him a huge amount of money in litigation. And like I said, the new term of craft we're seeing from the establishment of the corporate media is lawfare, L-A-W-F-A-R-E. It's a parody on warfare in which they basically take you to court as many times as they can in order to drive you into bankruptcy with legal fees. And that may be where they're going. And they're going to try and bring down Alex Jones to send a warning to the rest of the independent media to sit down and shut up and stop getting in the way of the New World Order.
Yeah, we need to sue the corporate media for suppression of information. They select all the non-news stuff to report on, and on they also report on lies, and it's kind of disgusting. And as far as the homeless people, you were talking about maybe prescribing them homes, which would be a great idea in my opinion. But what's so sad is if they owned a sports franchise like an NFL team, they get taxpayers to pay for their stadiums and stuff, and it's kind of gross that we have people out on the street while these freaking football teams, the NFL's not paying taxes. They're tax exempt, and they get tax money to build their arenas, and it's kind of disgusting. We need to quit watching.
Well, the rationale there, and I'm not taking the side of the NFL owners because I think they should be paying for their own stadiums, but the rationale is that if you build a really nice stadium and you have a home team there, it is going to stimulate the economy. People are going to be coming in from outside your city to attend the games, especially the big games toward the end of the season, and that will bring revenue into your economy. And it's certainly the mechanism here at the Aloha Bowl, where we have people literally flying in from all over the mainland, for that game as well. So that's the rationalization. I don't think it's really justified. But again, government is trying to run itself as a business. It doesn't act very business-like usually. We've seen that not only with sports stadiums, but a lot of these Agenda 21 infrastructure projects. The light rail system here in Hawaii is in serious, serious trouble. It's still under construction. It's something like 3 years behind schedule. They were telling us that the construction just down here at the bottom of our hill was going to be over January 1st. It's still all torn up down there. It's terrible trying to drive on that damaged roadway, especially in a 17-year-old Honda. We're now learning that the insulating pads that hold those tracks on the top of the pylons are already starting to crack and are going to have to be replaced for the first 11 miles of the track, and probably eventually for all of it. They've just found out all of the cars that were ordered for the light rail are probably going to have to be completely replaced because of defects in these four I-beams that form the floor of the car. And they're made out of aluminum, and apparently it's less expensive to simply buy a new car than to try and tear these apart, replace the I-beams, and put them all back together. So it is a hideous, hideous mess. And Hawaii, the state of Hawaii is already hovering on the edge of bankruptcy because TSA has absolutely crushed our tourist economy. I mean, especially if you drive up the leeward side, you will see all these resorts that used to be hugely successful, and they're all boarded up, and the golf courses are growing over. And it really is a terror. There's a lot of hardship here in the island, and as a result, you know, Hawaii is in serious trouble. And I don't think they were well advised to make that economic bet on the light rail system. But this was all coming in from political correctness and liberalism and so forth and so on. As far as getting on back to Alex Jones and that situation, I certainly hope it's going to work out and resolve. But some corporate media are, in fact, being sued. We were reporting yesterday on how this $30 million defamation suit against CNN has been allowed to move forward by the judge, where they were caught lying about a hospital. Now, let me get back to that absence of malice defense. If you accidentally report something erroneously and they try and sue you, you can say, I didn't mean to do wrong. It was an honest mistake. And generally, you'll get out of trouble that way. But if it can be proved you intentionally distorted the data, like Fox News did with that Monsanto bovine growth hormone lawsuit, then absence of malice goes out the window, and you can sue for defamation, slander, libel, so forth and so on. And it is time to start holding the media to account. Now, you cannot sue the corporate media for their choosing which story they'll cover and which story they won't cover. That, unfortunately, is their prerogative as the owner of that media. But you can sue them if they intentionally misrepresent something. And there is a venue to go in and sue them. And some of the media right now don't have the economic resources to fend off a huge number of lawsuits, like the New York Times. I'm waiting to see all these advertisers start suing these corporate media people who were using the Chinese botnet to inflate the clicks at their websites and who were faking their Twitter followers. Because that's fraud. That's defrauding the advertisers.
That is correct. Hey, Michael, do you know if Trump's speech is going to be televised tonight?
Of course it is.
All right. And what is it, like 9 o'clock or something, Eastern time?
It is 3 hours and 16 minutes from now, although he'll probably grandstand and delay it a little bit.
One last question.
Yes.
And I have one last question. Do you know if there's any evidence that Saudi Arabia funded 20% of Hillary Clinton's campaign? I'm like a little debate with the local radio station.
Basically, that was a claim that came from one of the Saudi royal families, where they were saying they were donating not just to Hillary's campaign, but they were heavy donators to the Clinton Foundation. As far as donations to Hillary's campaign, anything coming from Saudi Arabia would have to be run through a cutout, because it is technically illegal to accept donations from a foreign government. So it would have to be laundered the way the Clintons did in Chinagate. And, of course, I assume that John McCain, when he was approaching Russia for campaign donations in 2008, that he had some kind of a pipeline set up to get the money into the country and have it at least appear legal.
Uh-huh. And I always get information from you, and that's why I call you. And I forgot what I was going to ask you. I wanted to ask you one other question. It just slipped my mind. But
I really appreciate
your program.
Well, thank you very much. And we're going to let you go here. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. Before I do that, I'm looking at Fox News, and Trump is basically coming on out saying that it is the holdover Obama staff in the White House that have been behind all the leaks going to the media so that the media can attack him. And I know Trump was trying to take the high ground in management and say, these are the people who know what's going on. I'm not going to replace them just yet. But I'll bet you there's going to be a major overhaul of the White House staff. This is where Trump is very naive coming into politics. He comes from the world of business, where he expects that those people who are working for him are going to be loyal to him, because he's effectively signing their paychecks, and he wasn't prepared for Washington, D.C., where just because somebody is on your payroll working for you does not guarantee that they are not actually working against you. That's the dark world of politics, and Trump really was caught off guard by that. In many ways, he's just as naive as Jimmy Carter was coming on in. All right, let's grab a couple more phone calls and then get back to the news. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael. I decided to call in. I live in Canada, Vancouver, B.C. specifically, and I just drove by a downtown corner, and there's, maybe 150, 200 people protesting against Trump, dump Trump signs. This seems like, what a joke. I mean, give me a break. I mean, it's not even our country. We weren't protesting Obama. This just seems so artificial and so orchestrated.
It is artificial and orchestrated, but, you know, if Soros is going to try and push a color revolution inside this country, he's got to convince the people of other countries that somehow Trump deserved it. And so, yeah, we're going to see these manufactured protests visible in cities, Canada, Europe, and so forth.
Yeah, like, we got our own issues to protest about. We're pretty subdued people here. We're still under the crown. We never had the courage to break away from the tyranny. And right now, we're basically a conquered people psychologically. There's no way that we're willing to go and protest some other country's political disagreement if we're not even willing to get off our asses and protect our own countries from corruption. And then I also, on the same topic of public protest, I just wanted to mention that it's a recurring protest where we have in front of the Chinese embassy a large banner saying "Stop live human organ." I forget the name. Transplants. So
okay.
Apparently, this is a big issue in China where you're having live. I think it's when people are executed, just before they're executed, or while they're being executed, they're having their organs removed. And that's a conspiracy theory, but the Chinese embassy here is convinced of it so much that it's a regular issue.
Well, there's two ways to look at that. First of all, we're seeing a bash China in the corporate media, just like we're seeing a bash Russia. But looking at this issue of a live organ donation from somebody who's about to be executed for a crime, I actually don't have a problem with that. And if circumstances were ever to result in me being convicted of a capital crime and looking at the death penalty, I would make that as my last request. If there's anything in here that's still any good for anybody, help yourself. I mean,
that's
I have an organ donor card. I have a note on it. Please make sure I'm really dead first.
Well, that's actually the issue here. Michael, that's the issue, is that they're protesting that the people are not really dead first. They're not protesting donations of organs after death. They're protesting very specifically live ones. So, and I'm just passing that out there, that it's not just a crazy conspiracy theory on the internet. There's actually the Chinese embassy, a very large one in the downtown core of Vancouver, regularly, about a 50-foot banner and maybe 50 people out there at any one time kind of meditating some Chinese
Okay, Mateus,
protest. I just wanted to pass that on.
Okay, Mateus, but let me, if it is happening in China as you describe, okay, I'm assuming that the patient has already been rendered unconscious so that he's not thrashing around on the operating table, and so they're going to harvest the organs and just not let him wake back up. And I got to be honest, I'm not entirely sure that's necessarily a bad thing for somebody who has been legitimately convicted of a capital crime. And I would certainly, if that were me on the table, I'd rather do that than have my body thrown in a hole in the ground and it be of no benefit to anybody but the worms. So
yeah, and unfortunately, there's a lot of potential corruption where somebody could be like a perfect specimen that just what the doctor ordered and is being.
Well, there's always that possibility. I mean, if you look at all the judges who've been caught sending people to those prison factories and receiving money for it because the prison factory needed somebody who could run this particular machine. And so there's always that possibility of corruption. But again...
Yeah, and then anyone that wants to look up themselves, just search for mobile execution vans because to keep the organs as fresh as possible, they drive you to the airport as they're executing you and remove the organ and put it on the plane. It's a, really a horrible thing that's going on, even if it's only like 10% true.
I got to tell you, I'm not finding that to be as much a problem. Gotta let you go. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the email is already starting to pour in over my comments about the practice of recycling organs of condemned criminals in China. And so let me be very clear. I personally am opposed to the death penalty because of all the people who have been, wrongly sent to death in this country. And until we can restore life to those it is wrongfully taken from, we shouldn't take it in the first place. That being said, in China, they do have a death penalty. And if they're able to save other people's lives with this condemned person, I don't find that I have a real problem with that. One email I got in said, you need to research organ harvesting for big bucks in Kiev and Tel Aviv and the Syrian white helmets. Well, in those cases, you're not dealing with people who've been convicted of a capital crime. And that is an issue of organ harvesting from people who don't deserve to have their organs harvested. So it is a very, very complicated issue. Now then, before we go back to the phones here, a little bit of history. As Donald Trump girds himself for battle with the American corporate media, which has a long track record of lying, there is an historical precedent he might want to keep in mind. In May of 1864, Joseph Howard Jr., a reporter in New York, printed a fake presidential proclamation in two major New York newspapers. The proclamation, which was blamed on President Lincoln, called for the draft of additional new troops into the Union Army. And if you will remember your history of New York during the Civil War, the draft triggered massive riots, property damage, and death. And Lincoln ordered the general in charge of the army in New York to arrest Howard and the others responsible, seize their newspapers. And Howard remained in jail until August, when Lincoln pardoned him. Now, despite having been caught at that lie, Howard managed to continue writing for the New York Times and was even eventually elected president of the New York Press Club, which shows you just how corrupt that whole industry is, which is why we call them prostitutes and correspondents. It's what they do. Go back and read what Swindon spoke about the corporate media. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Steve in California, got a few minutes before the commercial, before station identification. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a speaking engagement tonight for the Eagle Forum, and there's a question I have on the CDC itself. Now, you mentioned, and my research shows also the same, that they hold 20 patents and bring in about $4.5 billion a year. Now, how is it that a government entity that's to serve the people is allowed to seek profit? And I was trying to figure if I can't find the answer to that question.
Well, because the CDC, like the Federal Reserve, is not actually a part of the government. And yes, they're both using .gov extensions. But the reality is CDC is a private for-profit corporation, and it gets a lot of its funding from the very pharmaceutical companies it's supposed to be keeping an eye on. But you're right, they have patents for over 20 vaccines, and they make $4.5 billion a year from it. They are not objective. We'll be right back after station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.